Okay, my friends, before we begin, I have a special invitation for my local or local-ish ladies. Starting this September, I am hosting a brand new event called The Sacred Circle. I don't know about you, but I have been craving the power of community, connection, and sisterhood. This event will take place monthly in an intimate setting at my home in Windham, New Hampshire. There, we will collectively create a space where you will awaken and share your wisdom, embrace authenticity, and ignite your passions in the company of extraordinary women. Imagine the support, the wisdom, and the courage you'll find in this magical circle. You'll build lifelong friendships and become the unstoppable force you were always meant to be. I am so excited for you to join me. All the details and link to reserve your spot are in the show notes. Space is limited, and I cannot wait to see you there. People think it's normal, okay? People think it's normal to be sick all the time. People think it's normal to not have energy. But it's not normal. It's common. It's common for people to not have energy. It's common for people to get colds all the time. But it's not normal. It is not normal. And I knew that. I was sitting there and I was like, this is not normal. And I knew something was missing. Welcome, beautiful souls. Your time is now. It's always been now. I am your host and manifestation mentor, Allison Fitzpatrick, and I am obsessed with health. And not just a healthy body, but a healthy mind and a healthy soul. If you are craving peace, joy, connection, and alignment, you are in the right place. Imagine what it would be like to be living in full alignment with your purpose, eager and excited for your days ahead. Feeling a sense of inner peace, knowing you can trust your intuition and guidance from the universe. Feeling confident in achieving your goals and tasks with ease and joy. Embodying complete trust that everything is working out exactly the way it is meant to. This is so possible for you, my sweet friend. Life is always happening for you, and I am here to help you create a mindset around being strong in your powers. You are more powerful than you know. I am beyond happy that you are here. Let's find peace within the growth together, and let's have some fun. Hello, hello. Welcome back, and welcome to episode 9. So it is October 20th. And if you don't know what October 20th is, I leave for Italy today. Yes, I am leaving for Italy today. It is currently 6:23 as I am starting this podcast, 6:23 in the morning. I don't think I've ever recorded a podcast this early before. And I am leaving today. I'm leaving tonight. So I'm recording a podcast this morning because, being totally honest, if I didn't record it today, I was going to have to record a podcast the day after I got back. And I know me, there is no freaking way that I am going to want to record a podcast the day after I get back from Italy. So I'm here for you today, getting it done. I still have some packing to do. I still have some things on my to-do list. I am running to the chiropractor after this. I am going grocery shopping for my boys, but it's all going to get done. Years ago, I would be in complete overwhelm at this point, worried that there just isn't enough time to get everything done, right? Like yesterday, I had a million things to do. But if there's one thing I have learned, it is everything always works out in perfect timing. I didn't always feel this way, trust me. But with a massive shift in my mindset and taking action on actually creating more time in my days, I don't stress about time anymore. I know there's always more than enough time. These past few days, I didn't skip the gym to get stuff done. I didn't skip couch time with Scott at night to get stuff done. I didn't not message my girlfriends with updates because I didn't think there was enough time. I actually drove an hour each way yesterday to spend some quality time with my daughter, Emma, before I went away. I trusted it would all get done. And it did. And it will. There's still a few more things to get done. One of the biggest limiting beliefs I hear from so many people, especially moms, is I don't have enough time, right? Not enough time for themselves, not enough time for self-care, not enough time for exercise, not enough time to eat healthy, right? The list goes on. But my friends, there is enough time for all that you desire. You just need to take the small steps to move into the direction that you desire to be in. Okay, let's dive into today's topic, okay? Because I just got back a few days ago from a trip to Atlanta for a Juice Plus conference. And I think probably the majority of you know that listen to me, know that Juice Plus is a big part of my business. I joined the company over 6 years ago. And honestly, it was that business. It was joining that business and becoming an entrepreneur that really led me to mindset work and digging into limiting beliefs and really brought me to where I am today. And it was my health journey up until that point, up until I joined the business, that led me actually to joining the business and starting this business. I have not been able to attend one of these conferences live in almost 3 years, which means I also have not been able to be in person with my team in almost 3 years. Oh my goodness, I've missed them so much. You don't realize what incredible people you have in your life until you haven't been able to hug them, right? Like just hug them for like 3 years. If you listened to episode 3, you know I went through a period of burnout with this business. And you know I went into this huge void after that, right? Like after that burnout with this particular business. And you know that my mindset on how I wanted to run this business actually shifted after that experience. And well, what this trip really allowed me to do was really just leave all of those yucky feelings behind and just move forward. I left there feeling like this sense of relief, like it's time to move forward from that whole crazy experience. So sometimes we need a little nudge, right? Or even like a swift kick in the ass to be reminded of why we said yes to something in the first place. And this trip did just that. But before I get into what this trip reminded me of, I thought I'd chat about my health journey because I know that I've talked briefly about this in past episodes, but I haven't actually told the whole story. And I realize more and more as I talk to people that most people don't know why I changed my lifestyle, right? Why I eat the way that I do, why I changed how I feel my body. And really, this why. This was the start of my whole journey. And the start of my whole journey was pain. About 14 years ago, it was 2008. My kids were 4 and 5. I decided to have a lump removed from my back. This is a lump that I had had since high school, right? I'll never forget my boyfriend at the time. He was giving me a back massage and he found this lump and he's like, "What the heck is this?" And I had never noticed it before. So from that year on, I had that lump checked twice a year. I had lost my dad to cancer. So obviously, cancer was a big concern of mine. So every single year, I had my primary doctor check it and I started seeing a dermatologist and I had the dermatologist check it as well. And every single year, it was the same thing from both of them. I was told it was just a lipoma, right? Which is just fatty tissue, right? And I was told that the scar, right, if I was to remove it, the scar from removing it would be way worse than just having the lump in my back, right? It was a small little lump, but you could see it, but it was small. So I just listened. Years later, after I had Kyle, right, he was my second child, the lump started to grow. I could feel it, like literally feel it, like if I was leaning up against like a wooden chair or a hard chair, right? I could feel the lump, right? It was now not just a small little lump, right? It was very, very noticeable. So much so that one of my girlfriends at the time told me that she's like, Allison, she's like, it looks like you're growing a third boob on your back. No joke. I remember we were out at a friend's pool and I was sitting there. I had my feet in the pool and I had my bathing suit on. And she's like, you look like you're growing a third boob on your back. And she was a nurse. So I was like, okay, I have a nurse telling me this. I need to be concerned about this. So when she said that, I knew it was time to get it checked again by somebody different. So I went to my doctor with all of my concerns and she connected me with a surgeon to remove the lipoma. Now, mind you, over all these years, it was never biopsied. Okay. So they just assumed it was a lipoma. Okay. And actually the surgeon who I saw said, like, this is not a big deal. Like, we can probably just remove it in the office, do a quick office procedure. She's like, let's just do it in the surgical center, like just in case. She's like, it's gonna be no big deal, but just let's just do it. So yeah. Thank goodness we went to the surgical center. Okay, let's just say that. So I was put under, obviously, having surgery, cutting my back open, I was put under. And when she opened me up, she realized it was not a lipoma. And it was not at all what she expected to find. And instead of sewing me back up to discuss it all, like first, and come up with a plan, or at least talk to Scott, right? Talk to Scott first while I was under to let him know what was going on. She just went forward with the surgery. And honestly, in hindsight, I do not believe she was qualified to do this surgery. I will be completely honest with you. I do not believe she was qualified for this specific surgery. And she probably should have waited. And I remember waking up, which, by the way, every time I wake up from anesthesia, right, when I wake up, I cry. I don't know why, but I just do. Like, not sure if anyone else out there can relate to that, but I immediately cry when I wake up from having anesthesia. And then I just cried more. She told me that what they found was not a lipoma, but a schwannoma. And if you don't know what that is, it is basically a nerve tumor. Okay. It is a bunch of nerves that get all clumped together and form this tumor. I don't even know everything about it. It's such a blur to me. And she told me that she had to send it out to check to make sure that it wasn't cancerous. She didn't think it was, but you know, she had to send it out, but it was the word, right? The C word. That cancer word that just made my heart sink. Knowing that this lump had been in my body for over 10 years. Knowing that I kept being told not to take it out. Knowing that it could have been removed when it was this tiny little thing, right? All of these crazy thoughts started going through my head. And let's just say it sucked. Now, thank goodness, it was benign, which was such a massive relief for me, like such a massive relief. But all in all, it ended up being a really, really tough time. The surgery was supposed to be very easy with a quick recovery, and it was not even close to that. the schwannoma had grown fairly large. I don't quite recall, but Scott says it was around like 2 inches. Okay. And it had grown behind my muscle and was completely attached to my ribs. So think like if you're female or if you're a male listening to this, if you're thinking of a female, think where your bra strap, like where the bra strap would be. Okay. Around there, like the scap area, right above the bra strap on the right side of my back. That's where it was located. So when she removed the tumor, she had to cut right through my muscle to get at it because it was behind my muscle and literally had to scrape it off of my ribs. Okay. Sorry for the visual, but it's definitely an important part of the story. So recovery was tough, but about a week later, I felt like still in pain, but felt okay enough to go out and grab some dinner with some friends. It was another couple. And honestly, I just needed to get out of the house. Okay. And I will never forget this night because I was sitting at the dinner table and something in my back felt like off. Okay. I started to feel a little bit dizzy. My back just felt, it felt weird. Okay. That's the only way I can describe it. I excused myself from the table to head to the bathroom. And I remember walking into the bathroom, walking straight to the sink, looking into the mirror, grabbing the counter and just keeling over in pain. Like my whole back started to seize up. So I took some deep breaths. I made my way back to the table. I told them that I had to leave, right? And I could barely walk at that point. So our friends grabbed the car and Scott had to assist me out of the restaurant. And that whole ride home was such, it was such a nightmare. I was in excruciating pain. The way I describe how it felt, it was like someone had like taken a towel, right? Rolled it up and placed it vertically in my back, like under my skin. Like that's what it felt like. It felt like a rolled towel had been placed under my skin. And Scott was frantically, really young guys, Scott was frantically calling the doctor on our way home to figure out what we should do. And it was just an awful ride home. Okay. So I got home and all I could do was lie on the floor. And honestly, the whole night is such a blur, but we somehow finally got muscle relaxers and painkillers without actually seeing a doctor. I think Scott probably demanded it from the doctor over the phone. And I went to sleep. I was able to fall asleep. So basically what happened is that I had a bunch of fluid that had built up in my back and it released into this pocket. So like where the lump was removed, there was like a big pocket, obviously, like a big hole there. And all of the fluid had released into that big pocket in my back and seized up my entire back. So obviously recovery took a lot longer. And the following year, things were not right. Okay. I often got pinched nerves in my neck. There were crazy twinges and feelings in my back, but the twinges I thought were probably normal. I mean, there was a lot of repair that had to be done. You know, they cut through my muscle, they were scraping, you know, my ribs, just all the things. And then almost literally 1 year later, right? Like almost 1 year later on the dot to the date, I woke up one morning with this massive headache and neck pain like I had never felt before. And after about 7 days of this headache, I had it for seven straight days, right? And nothing working. I finally went and saw a physical therapist. A friend of mine talked me into it. I remember I had been talking about it on Facebook, just this headache that it couldn't go away. I couldn't get it to go away. And a friend of mine was like, you need to come to my office. And he was able to get rid of my headache, but my neck pain never went away. And so every day for the next 2 years, I had chronic neck pain. I had two little kids. I was teaching Pilates at the time. It was hard to bathe my kids. It was hard to fix beds. It was painful to teach. I remember thinking, like, will I be in pain for the rest of my life? Because that's what it felt like. It felt like this was never going to go away. And during those 2 years, I tried it all. I did massage. I did acupuncture. I did more physical therapy. And all of these gave me a little relief, but it didn't make the pain go away. During that time as well, I saw many doctors, many specialists. I had so many tests done. I had scans done. I remember one doctor, I remember one doctor, I was sitting there and this doctor said to me, "Oh, honey, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just a stressed out mom." I literally can't believe I didn't punch him. Okay, seriously, like, I can't believe I didn't punch that doctor. I was like, of course I'm fucking stressed out, right? I've been in pain for years and no one can help me. And then after that doctor, I went and saw another specialist. And this doctor's answer was to, and again, they're like, nothing's wrong with you. But if you're having this neck pain that won't go away, his answer was to do a cortisone shot in my spine. And that was the day, I remember it so clearly, that was the day where I drew the line. I said, there's no fucking way you are doing a cortisone shot in my spine. Like, my body immediately was like, uh-uh, no freaking way. And it was at that point that I decided I had to start being my own doctor. And I had to start doing my own research. So I started Googling all the things, looking up all the things, and that led me to finally deciding to see a naturopath, which is something that never crossed my mind before. And I ended up seeing a chiropractor as well. I was totally against chiropractors at the time, guys, like totally, totally against it. And I think I said at the beginning of this podcast that I'm actually going to go see my chiropractor today before I go away. But I had to try. Like, I had to be open to different things and things that I had never done before. And I did a number of protocols and tests with the naturopath. She was amazing. She also introduced me to food elimination. And so at that time, I had seen the naturopath before I saw the chiropractor. And at the time, I had tried dairy-free for a little bit. And then I like had a little bit of relief, but not really. And then I tried gluten-free for a little bit. And I noticed like a little bit of a change, but still had the pain. And then I went and saw the chiropractor and he said to me, he's like, have you ever, I could obviously told him my whole story. And even to this day, he'll be like, oh, he's like, it goes back to that surgery. Like, he says it all the time. He's like, have you ever heard of paleo? And of course I was like, no, what is that? And oh my God, he told me what paleo was. And I was like, you have got to be out of your fucking mind if you think I am going to eliminate bread and pasta and sugar and cheese, right? And all the things, right? I didn't think there was any possible way I could do that. And I know I've mentioned in the past that I am a foodie, all right? I've collected cookbooks since college. I love food. I love food. But I had a choice. I had a choice at that time. I had the choice to either continue to be in pain or I had the choice to try this. So I decided to do a 21-day detox. It was actually called the 21-day sugar detox, but it was basically 21 days of paleo, but it was actually even more strict than what paleo was at the time. But I was like, you know what? If I'm going to do it, let's just do it, right? Let's go for it. And after 21 days, my pain was gone. Like magic. Like it literally disappeared just like that, gone. And then I thought, there is no freaking way food is causing my pain. It can't be. So for the next year, I lived in complete denial, eating all the foods and feeling all the pain come back, taking them out again, and then a couple weeks later, seeing the pain go away. I resisted this so bad. I so badly did not want it to be true. And after a year of living on this complete roller coaster, in and out of pain, I woke up one day and decided. I decided I wanted to feel good. I decided I needed my body to be healthy for myself and for my family. I decided it was time to be happy again. I decided it was time for a change. I decided, not even knowing at the time, that the universe had different plans for me, and I had to trust that this was my new path. So I decided this had to be my new life. And I decided, being the foodie that I am, that I could learn to love food just as much as I did before, without the gluten, without the dairy, without all the processed sugar. The time was now. Well, then it was now. I had to change. Nothing changes if nothing changes. I say this all the time. I would continue to live in pain if I wasn't open to change. So that was the start of my health journey. After that decision, I did my first Whole30, which I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with now. So like just a regular paleo challenge, right? To get myself fully back on track after that roller coaster of a year. And I ended up being strict, very strict paleo for about 6 years after that, right? Up until about 6 years ago, I was strict paleo. I remember about 1 year after deciding to live this new lifestyle, I also decided to join CrossFit. I joined CrossFit over 10 years ago. I remember when I joined, they decided to do this food challenge. And I was like, I read all the guidelines and I was like, oh yes, like these are my people, right? They are like me, right? They eat like me. They get me. Not everybody is really like that way anymore, but back then in CrossFit, paleo was a big thing. I don't think it's really a big thing that much anymore in the CrossFit world, but I loved this because let me tell you something. A lot of people in my life didn't understand. They didn't get it. And I will be completely honest with you. My lifestyle change at that time resulted in losing some friends. Some friends didn't like that I couldn't eat everything that they were eating. They judged me. They didn't like that I needed to be picky when I went out. They didn't like that I had changed. And if I had only known then what I know now, right? Back then I was devastated. Devastated. I was losing friends. But looking back now, they weren't meant to stay in my life. My true friends, the ones that are still in my life now that knew me back then, my true friends stayed no matter how I changed over these years. And I've changed a lot over these years in so many different ways. But not everybody stayed. That's definitely a topic for another day. That's coming soon. Okay. The fear of what others think of us in relationships. I promise that is coming because I know a lot of you have requested me to talk about that. So it is coming. But it was even hard for my family to understand, right? I'd have to be picky at holidays, not eating everything they made, or making sure I bring my own food, or doing a lot of the cooking myself to make sure that I could eat. They weren't open to it. It took them years to be open to it. And they are 100% open to it now. They get it. Even Scott, he was not on board with me at first, right? He thought I was nuts too. We ate differently for a while after that. I would say for about a year after I started, when we joined CrossFit and they had that challenge, he gave it a try and he was like, whoa. He felt it too. He just felt better, more energy, less bloating. He just felt healthier, right? So I loved that I had this community at CrossFit that didn't judge me for my eating. And it's funny because now in today's world, right, this type of eating is normal for a lot of people, right? It's more well known, but it wasn't back then, right? It's normal for people now to be gluten-free and dairy-free. Back then, I had to make from scratch every condiment, every bread, every snack, like literally everything from scratch. And now look at today, like there's so many options in the supermarkets and most restaurants have gluten-free and dairy-free options. Not all, but a lot do. Okay, so back to the history. All right, I'm getting off track here. So 11 years ago, I went strict paleo and I stayed that way for about 6 years. And during that time, I started to share my journey on social media. I started to share recipes. I started to share how my life was changing. It was just Facebook back then. And of course, some people wanted to see those posts and some didn't. I know I was getting some eye rolls. What is she doing? So I decided to start a brand new Facebook page. I called it Happy Healings. It's still out there today. It is not active, but if you look up Happy Healings, you will see the original health journey recipe sharing of me. Okay. That's where I posted all the food stuff, right? All about my health journey. And I thought, if you want to hear it, follow me here. If you don't, then don't. Okay. And then a little over 6 years ago, I was sitting there and I was like, all right, Allison, you're not in pain, which is amazing, right? You're not in pain anymore. But I still didn't feel healthy. Okay. I wasn't in pain, but I was still getting sick all the time. I had chronic sinus infections. My energy wasn't great. All right. I was always tired. I was on high blood pressure medication, guys. Okay. I thought, how in the world am I on high blood pressure medication? I'm healthy. I exercise. I'm not overweight. Like, I don't smoke. Like, why in the world am I on high blood pressure medication? And I knew something was missing. Right. I'm not one of those people that just says, well, it is what it is. Right. This is just the way I am. People think it's normal. Okay. People think it's normal to be sick all the time. People think it's normal to not have energy, but it's not normal. It's common. It's common for people to not have energy. It's common for people to get colds all the time, but it's not normal. It is not normal. And I knew that. I was sitting there and I was like, this is not normal. And I knew something was missing. And naturally, the first thing that came to my mind was food. Food helped me before, so maybe food could help me again. And I thought, what is it? What is it that I'm missing? I needed something new. I knew I needed a shift, but I didn't quite know what that was, right? I was ready for bring on some other type of challenge, right? I had did this 21-day challenge. I had done the whole 30. I went paleo and I'm like, I need to try something new. I had been doing the same thing for years and I felt this nudge, right, for change in my gut. So I saw my friend Becky posting about the Shred 10 challenge on Facebook and I got curious. So naturally, I messaged her. She told me all about it and I loved it because I was literally like, oh, hey, like, I eat this way already, right? So the eating part was going to be really easy for me. It was actually less restrictive than how I had been eating. So I could actually eat more than I had been eating, but still sticking with gluten-free and dairy-free and no processed sugars, obviously. But she told me that in addition to eating this way, I was to also add in this product called Juice Plus. And I was like, a product? Like, you really need me to do this? And I was skeptical. All right. I'll be totally honest with you. I had taken all supplements out of my daily routine because my thought was, I only want to fuel my body with real food. That's it. I don't need supplements. I don't need anything else, right? Just real food. I don't want anything unnatural in my body. But as always, I stay open. I stay open to learning. So she explained to me that it wasn't a supplement, it wasn't a vitamin, and that it was real fruits and vegetables, right? That were grown on a real farm. She explained that it had a food label, not a supplement label. So I learned the difference between the two. I had already been like a super label reader at that point. So, you know, knowing the difference between the two. So I went on her website, did some reading of my own. Scott and I discussed it and we decided, you know what? Why not? Let's give this a try, right? Let's give it a go. It looked to me to be a very good and clean product. Again, I had become a label detective at that point, being strict paleo. So I felt really good about giving it a try. So Scott and I got on the products. Emma and Kyle did as well because they got it for free. And I was like, well, if they're going to get it for free, why not? Let's do it for them too. And we did our first Shred 10, both Scott and I. And mind you, again, the food part was nothing for me because I had already been eating that way for years. No gluten, no dairy, no processed sugars. Easy peasy, right? But I could eat things that I hadn't been eating, right? I could eat things like legumes and rice and quinoa. And like, I was like, okay, like this is great. I can actually add some more things in and see how I feel, right? The program opened me up to more options, right? And I was willing. I'm always willing to try things and see how I feel, right? I'm always up for experimenting, right? You will learn that about me more and more, right? I'll be experimenting with food in Italy and I can't wait to report back on it. Absolutely. So the only thing that changed for me during that first shred was adding in the Juice Plus products. That was the only change. And I remember after those 10 days, how incredible I felt. My energy went through the roof. I went from a chronic snoozer, right? Being a chronic snoozer. I don't know if any of you are this, but what I used to do was turn on my alarm or set my alarm for like a half hour before I actually needed to get up so I could snooze a bunch of times before like I had to actually wake up, right? So I went from being a chronic snoozer to waking up before my alarm every day. My bloating went away. I just felt good. Like I felt healthy and oh my goodness, I was just a happier person all around, right? I always say like it's always hard to describe, but I just felt happy. Something shifted in me and I thought, okay, if I feel like this after 10 days, how am I going to feel in a month or 6 months or a year? And then I never looked back. Over 6 years later, I'm still here taking Juice Plus every single freaking day. I double up when I travel. I've got lots of extras for my trip to Italy. And so does Scott and the kids. Well, as the kids have gotten older and busier, I do need to remind them a million times to take it. Okay. I'm keeping it real here, but we're still all taking it every single day. And why did I continue? Because there's so much power in flooding your body with massive amounts of plants daily. When I was paleo, I took out all the foods that were causing me pain, inflammatory foods, right? But that doesn't mean I was eating for optimal health. I make this joke and I'm like, you can eat a big steak, which I love steak, by the way. You can eat a big steak and a jar of almond butter and be paleo, okay? But our bodies need plants. And that's what was missing all of those years. And sure, like I ate fruits and veggies. Like, it's not that I wasn't eating any fruits and veggies, but I ate the same ones over and over. And I definitely wasn't eating the amount that my body needed to thrive, especially working out and doing CrossFit as much as I was. Okay. I wasn't nearly eating the minimum of 9 to 13, like, fistfuls. If you make a fistful, right, that's your serving, fistfuls of fruits and veggies. And as an athlete, that goes up to 16 to 20 a day. There was no way I was eating that much. My body was missing something. And this made a massive difference for us. My kids went from growing up with tons of antibiotics to not needing antibiotics for the past 6 years. After diligently being on the products for 2 years, I got off my high blood pressure medication, okay? And I haven't been back on them since. I tried to get off and failed so many times before that, but I was finally able to get off of them. Scott, who suffered from IBS, never had issues anymore. My busy, very busy kids had sustainable energy throughout the day. I noticed that was huge. All of our immune systems have never been better, right? We found ourselves dodging all the flus and stomach bugs and strep throat outbreaks. Like, yes, we all had COVID. Okay. I will never say that we are indestructible and COVID is just another animal on its own, but we found ourselves healthier, right? And just feeling better than we ever have. And yes, like, we get colds now and then, right? Again, we are not indestructible, but it's nothing like we used to be. And even our recovery from workouts, like our recovery overall has just been so much better from everything. And now we continue to take these for prevention. There's over 40 research studies, okay, done on these products. And I look at these and I think, what is this helping to prevent in the future, right? And then so naturally, after feeling so good after the first 10 days and feeling even better as time went on, that's why I joined the business. I joined the business because I wanted people to feel as good as I felt. I was already sharing my health journey. This just made sense. It was another way I could help and serve people. And I've said this in so many other episodes, my passion is helping people. And this business has allowed me to help people see how good their bodies can feel and how incredible they can feel, right? And here's the thing. Just because I feel my best off of gluten and dairy doesn't mean that's the way you need to live, okay? Every body is different. So what works for me doesn't necessarily mean that will be perfect for you. But I will tell you, over the years, I have seen firsthand lives change. Whether my personal clients or not, I have seen so much change. People with pain and inflammation no longer in pain. People with autoimmune disorders, right, no longer have symptoms or have less symptoms. People with gut issues no longer having those issues or no longer having pain, skin clearing, improvements in heart and lung issues, right? So many things. My friends, food is medicine. I think we all know this by now, right? Food heals. What we put into our bodies matter. Not to say you can never indulge, right? I am not about deprivation. I absolutely indulge now and then, okay? I love chocolate. Let's just throw that out there. I am a chocolate-aholic. Is that even a word? I love chocolate, okay? I love desserts. I did before. I still do. That hasn't gone away. But I've learned balance. I've learned to make healthier versions of things, right, that satisfy my sweet tooth. I've learned when it's worth it, right, to have something that might make me feel a little shitty and when it's not. And I've taken the time to learn what my body loves and what my body doesn't love. I learned how my body feels when I don't fill it with inflammatory foods, right? I learned how good it can feel when I don't fill it with inflammatory foods. I've learned how much gluten and dairy I can tolerate because I do have it now and then. But if I overload, the pain comes back still to this day, right to the neck, right? It's a pain in the neck, literally. I took the time to learn how my body works. And my friends, it does not take a long time to figure this out, but it does take work. Nothing changes if nothing changes. Imagine if, right? Imagine if I never did that 21-day detox. Imagine if I just settled with, I can never do that. I will never do that. You freaking kidding me? You want me to take out what? You don't want me to eat what? I'll never do that. Imagine I'd still be in pain today, or who knows where I'd be, right? Maybe I'd be getting cortisone shots in my spine all the time. I don't know. But I definitely wouldn't be here talking to you about this journey. I now have so much gratitude for those 2 years being in pain. So much gratitude. If it weren't for that time, I never would have learned more about living in a healthy body. My body is my health house. Your body is your health house. We only have one body. We have to take good care of it. Yes, we have to live and we have to have fun, right? But we also have to take care of it. You can live and have fun and be healthy. I promise you. And that's why for the past 6 years, every month, I have talked about our Shred 10 program. That program, that's what really shifted things for me. Now we call it the Clean 10. Don't get confused. We call it the Clean 10 now. We've rebranded a bit over the past year and we've changed some of the guidelines actually, but I love this program. And I keep talking about it because it changed my life and has changed so many other lives. And this is pretty much how I live now. Like, I live this program. Yes, it's not the strict program every single day, okay? But about 90% of the time, 85, 90% of the time, it is. I have found a way to be healthy, to feel healthy, right? To meet my goals, but not feel deprived. And that's what we help you do in this program. We help you find your balance. We help you find what works best for you. Not everybody's the same. So again, like, I just never looked back. People ask me all the time if they think these food intolerances of mine, right, are linked to my surgery. And 100%, I think they are. I am no expert, okay? But I have read that trauma can bring out things in our bodies that were dormant and sort of bring them to life. And I do believe the trauma of that surgery brought out something I had, but it was never really prominent enough to know that I had it until then. And again, I'm thankful for it because I know that I'm living in a healthier body now than I would have been had I never changed the way I ate. I have a lot of clients as well who don't change a thing, right, about how they eat. They're not ready for that. And I understand that not everybody is ready for a massive change like that. So I have a lot of clients that just go on the Juice Plus plant powders and notice big changes in their health and how they feel, not even changing what they're eating yet. They notice how much better they feel. They sleep better. Their immune systems are better. Their skin is better. Their mental clarity is better. They just think better, okay? They have more energy. They're happier, right? There's so much power in food. And yes, I am a meat eater, okay? I love my meat, but our bodies need plants. So again, I am grateful. I'm grateful for setbacks because they always make you stronger. I'm grateful for the pain because it opened my eyes to the power of food. It led me to sharing my journey and finding new recipes and helping people. It led me to Juice Plus and building a business around an amazing product. And yes, I have a product to share, but it's been so much more than that. The growth I have had personally, the people I've met through this business, and the number of clients and teammates I have gained that ended up friendships, the connections I've made with these clients, seeing their changes, hearing them happier, getting the most joyful text messages that just fill my soul and make my heart so happy. The pain led to beauty. It led to passion. It led to purpose. It led to friendships. It led to growth. It led me here, right here with you. So I shared unapologetically for 5 years, built this incredible, successful business. And if you listen to episode 3, I know I talked about that a little bit before. If you listen to episode 3, you know that I hit burnout. I won't get into why, right? If you haven't listened to that episode, I highly recommend you go back to it. But for the past year, along with not being able to see my team in person and not being able to do live events or attend live events, I lost the fire. I think we all did in some way, right? Like no matter what field you're in, it's been a tough couple of years. And while that first year, I was lit up and determined to help people in their health because let's face it, we need to learn to live in a healthy body more now than ever. But that second year, and I think that second year for a lot of people, I was tired. I felt a little lost, if I'm being honest. Like, when are we going to get out of this? These voids or these slumps or funks, if you will, right? I have learned now they always lead to something beautiful. They always lead to growth. And now that we are finally coming out of this cloud, right? This COVID coma, as I heard it called a lot, many times last weekend. I actually loved it. It's this COVID coma, right? We're coming out of it. I was so grateful. I said yes to going to that conference last week and to going to conference live. And I'll be honest, I actually wondered, right? I wondered, how am I going to feel when I'm there? Will I still feel the funk? Will I be re-fired up? I honestly didn't know. The first day when I landed in Atlanta, I ended up with a headache. I don't know if it was the flying or I was dehydrated. I don't know. Which over the course of the day got worse and worse. And it got so bad that I had to leave our training and miss our team dinner that night. I had to go to bed. And I got into my hotel room and I called Scott just in tears, asking him like, what the heck am I doing? Like, why am I here? And he, as always, he's so amazing. He calmed me down, told me it was just a rough first day, right? I don't love traveling. You all know this about me by now. And that after a good night's sleep, tomorrow would be a new day. Even mentors need to be reminded of this. I'm just letting you know, right? We all need pep talks, okay? And he was right. I got 9 hours of sleep that night and I woke up with a brand new mindset. I felt excited. I felt so good about being there. I was excited to learn and connect. And for the next 2 days, I was lit up again. I was reminded why I said yes to this business and to taking these plant powders over 6 years ago, and why I never stopped, and why I didn't quit a year ago when burnout hit and life felt hard. I didn't quit. And there was a reason. During those 3 days of that trip, I was reminded of the power of in-person connections. I was reminded of how lucky I am to have the most incredible upline supporting me and loving me and meeting me where I'm at, like always, always meeting me where I'm at. I was reminded of why I started taking these plant powders in the first place, right? Plants heal. I was reminded that we, in fact, do have the most researched nutritional product in the world. In the world. I was reminded of how lives and the picture of people's health changes. I was reminded of how grateful I am that I actually get to witness and be part of the change in people's lives. I was reminded of how much this company loves their affiliates and takes such good care of them. I was reminded that joining this business has resulted in friendships that I never would have had and a community that I never would have known. I was reminded that I have a gift to share and that everyone deserves a chance to know about it. I was reminded to always share unapologetically. There's a reason I am still here after 6 years, still sharing and still not going a day without this in my life. My health and my family's health has been and always will be my top priority. Helping and guiding others to better health, right? Both mind and body is my passion. It fills my soul and brings me so much joy. We only have one body. We must allow ourselves to take good care of it and live in a healthy body. Taking a small step is all you need to start. I can't believe it has been 14 years of this journey. It's been a crazy one, okay? It hasn't always been easy, but it's been beautiful. It was here for a reason. I got to learn so much about food and health and truly about myself and helping others. I have a business and a field that I never thought in a million years that I would ever be in when I was younger, right? Like, I thought I was meant to be sitting behind a desk crunching numbers. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I was actually really good at it, right? And I loved it at the time. But it clearly wasn't my final destination. I mean, is there ever really a final destination? I don't think so. I think if we are open to surrendering to what life throws at us, it can lead to so much goodness into places we never thought possible. I get to help people feel good on a daily basis now. I get to help people decide to feel good. I get to be a constant experimenter of my own body and health. I get to try new things to see what feels good and what doesn't. Our bodies are changing all the time. Heck, like, I'm going to Italy today, okay? And you bet your ass I am trying all the gluten and all the dairy and all the wine to see how I feel. Because so many people say they are fine when they eat there. And I want to know. I want to feel it for myself. I want to be able to talk about it. Our bodies are freaking amazing machines. One of the biggest things I have learned throughout this journey is that our DNA is not our destiny. We have the power to change the picture of our health. It takes work. It takes work, my friends, but it's so damn worth it. It all begins with you. Your body is your health house. If your house doesn't feel good, what small steps can you take today to move towards the direction of how you want to feel? The greatest gift you can give to yourself is to love yourself and take care of yourself. We have to take care of ourselves first in order to take care of others. You deserve to feel good. We all deserve to feel good. I'm going to stop right there. You know, I could probably keep talking about this, right? But it all feels really good. And I'm going to freaking Italy today. So we got to bring it to an end. But I want to leave you with this. Always love and respect your body. Your body is strong and capable more than you know. You have everything you need within you to take the steps to a healthier you. Always give yourself permission to change. It gets to be about balance, not restriction. You don't have to be perfect all the time. Food is a tool. It's a tool to nourish and heal your body. And something I always like to teach my clients, healthy food tastes freaking amazing. Okay? It does. Healthy food tastes amazing. Treat your body well. You are so worth it. Before we part, we do run our Clean 10 program, which I mentioned a few times in this podcast, every single month. It's usually the first Monday of every month, depending if there's a holiday, we might change it. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, yes, like I am ready, I need change. I know I need a shift in my health. Definitely send me a DM so we can chat about it. I would love to support you on this journey. Or maybe you're ready for a change and not ready to dive into the food part yet, but would love like one simple thing that you can do, right? And if that's you, I would love to chat about adding our plant powders into your daily routine, just like I have and my family has for the past 6 years. Links to information on all of this, of course, are in the show notes, but never hesitate to reach out and chat with me. I am always here to answer any questions and to support you in any way that I can. I am sending you all so much love. I hope this episode inspired you and served you, and I am so looking forward to chatting with you on the next episode.
Thank you all so, so much for joining me today. Remember, your time is now. You always have the power to shift your mindset and create more ease and joy in your life. Don't ever stop growing. Don't ever stop evolving. Don't ever stop learning. If you love this podcast, I would be so beyond grateful if you left a review, shared with your friends, and tagged me on your Instagram stories. I love you all so, so much. Now go and create an amazing day.